Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come together this evening. Please guide us and give us the wisdom we need to make the decisions for this county, Lord. And be with us as we go on and continue our week this week, Lord Jesus. We pray in your name.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I thank everybody for coming out. The chairman didn't show up, so I'm going to do the best I can. But I'll get on the first agenda. What you got there?
The only thing we have on the agenda tonight, Mr. Chairman, is the elementary school.
Is anyone else want to talk on or something?
I want to invite sign in, Ms. Hope.
I want to add something to the agenda, Mr. Chairman. Under agenda items B, time off for Friday. Time off, employees time off for Friday.
Is that this Friday?
Yes, sir.
Saturday, too.
No, this is for Friday. Okay. This is for the rodeo parade. I know last year we voted on letting offices go home a little early. That's all this is.
Yeah,
I need to be working. Was he to talk on this?
No, I have to vote on it.
Just need to get in the vote to approve the amended agenda.
Okay. I make a motion that we go ahead and approve the amended agenda.
Second.
Okay. Okay. Else vote?
Aye.
Okay. The first thing on the first thing on the agenda is the elementary school purchase. Someone that wanted to comment on that.
I think, Mr. Chairman, during the last meeting, I think this discussion, I believe, Mr. Sasson, it was continued from the last meeting. This was a topic that the board, us as a board, was trying to bring back to them before the school board's regular session meeting tomorrow, this Tuesday, correct, Mr. Marsh?
Yes, sir.
In that discussion, I think Mr. Sasson had asked to go ahead and put this on a special agenda for this Monday to make a decision or be able to move forward in doing this.
Yeah, I didn't anticipate to be off the board today. To me, they ain't going to do the job when they stop the check. You know, unless there's something wrong, or they can't come to the meeting, we don't need to pay them. You understand me? If they're going to lay out the rest of the meetings, it'd just be us three sitting here on the board. So we need to get the word to them one way or the other. One thing I'd like to say about school, the school belongs to the taxpayer. And I think it's our duty to make an offer to the board, school board, to keep this school. A lot of people has called me. I talked to a lot of people over the weekend. It wants us to keep that school, and I can see 2 to 10 years ahead of today. So it'd be a beneficial move for this board to make it. Some of the other board ain't gonna have to make later. But we can go ahead and ask for a grant to put a complex out there. Even if we have to see if the school board will work with us for 2 years and deed it to us and give us 2 years to pay for it, then we'll have the right to tear down the building and get that off the bill. And there's other ways to go, but this is one way. And if they could do that, maybe after our FEMA work, which should be over in 2 years, we might have enough money in FEMA's to pay for this building. To just let it go, what'll happen is the school board sells it, and it'll be put in the general fund over there. The money will be spent and gone, and the land both. be gone. So that's how important it is for a county to keep this property. And that's why I left it. Anybody going to disagree with what I'd like to hear? That's just the right move to make.
Well, I just want to go ahead and echo what you said about our fellow commissioners. I hate they're not here. I don't know why they're not here, but I feel like you. We need to be here and represent our districts as much as we can. And I just want to echo what you said. And back on the school, I totally agree. I'm looking at this, and I've been really vocal this last week, talking to people in different parts of the county about this school. It's not a county commissioner issue. It's really not a school board issue, in my opinion. It's a taxpayer's issue. How are we as taxpayers going to look at this? Well, if we have the opportunity now from the school board to say, hey, listen, let's put this option in. I think option one was $250,000. Basically, what we're doing is giving them back the money for the K-8 land that the school has put on, and they're basically donating us, or we're just swapping land for land that, you know, probably should have been done many years ago. But
right.
At the end of the day, whoever ends up with this building, and I met with Brad, Mr. Representative Brad Drake and Joey, I met with them last week, and, you know, there is a possibility we can get some money through appropriations to make this into a county facility or an annex or some sort of facility that we can utilize and do this. Mr. Marsh is correct about saying that I went back and looked on the utility cost and stuff and what it's going to cost to operate that facility. Yes, those numbers are correct. We're looking at anywhere between $3,800 to $4,000 a month just to pay the electrical bill. My opinion on that is let's try to go after the appropriations. If we don't get them by May, let's close it down. Let's close it down. Then we can start looking into doing look at the demolition process and seeing what we need to take it down, because the 40 acres is well worth it. The county can use that 40 acres regardless who uses it, the school board or the county commissioners. It's a good thing for the taxpayers to have. Now, back to what I was saying before, I believe it's a taxpayer. It's not a board of commissioners or a school board issue. It's a taxpayer's issue, because who else better to have that in their possession than the Board of County Commissioners that have the equipment to demolish it if we have to demo it? The school board can't do that. So at the end of the day, it's going to cost the taxpayers more money to have it demoed if the school has to pay for it. So if we can do it in-house, I think it's a better scenario. I'm all for option one, Mr. Marsh. I think we need to go ahead and do the option one with the two-year payout proposal, and with them shutting the utilities off in May. By then, we'll know where we're sitting on the appropriations. Just asking them to keep the utilities on the May, regardless, one way or the other. If we don't buy it or somebody else does, they have to keep those utilities running anyways.
That's right.
After May, we don't have appropriations. Then we can go to the demo phase and start taking it down. It's a win-win for everybody.
You know, I think that by tearing it down, I think, you know, you're going in the hole. I'm thinking about this thing. It's a whole lot better if it's zoned up for commercial and advertise this thing and sell it. And let somebody cut like a distribution place in here or a manufacturing place, and that way that money is going to be coming back to the county instead of us paying it. That $4,000 a month, you know, I don't think we can afford that.
No, we can't. And that's what my saying is.
Now, here's what I think. I think that the development commission, you know, is sort of obligated to do a joint venture with us. Buy it together. Because we're all in this together. The county cannot afford it right now. I'm thinking you do a joint venture. Let them spend it with us. Because that's their job anyway. You know, getting jobs in here.
You know, Philip, may have been a lot of people bought things they couldn't afford, but they paid for it. You know? And that's when you learn to manage.
But the only thing is to strain these your taxpayers right here, the ones that can't afford it.
Taxpayers done paid for it.
Yeah. Well, you're getting ready to pay it again, you know, and turn it down.
That's the point. It belongs to the taxpayers. And, two, you know, if the school board decides to send it, we at least offer them something for it. Then the burden's on them. It's not on us. They got to explain to the taxpayers that wanted to keep it. And I don't want that. Don't want to have to do that. Now, I can. If we buy it, I can explain why we bought it. Because it's the right thing to do for this county. It's not for today or 2 weeks from now. Just look 2 years or 4 years down the road that the county can use this property out there. Now, we got this other property. Don't get me wrong. push come to shove, we can send it, you know. But it's a good piece to keep because of the 79 corridor. I understand that. But I tell you, I just can't see the school board selling that property out there, spending the money in the general funds, then the property's going in the money boat. So it's, I like keeping the county.
Mr. Chairman, we got, and I hate putting anybody on the spot, but I guess that's what you run the dues, get on the spot. But we got two incoming commissioners coming on this board in November, and I would like to hear if they had anything they'd like to say.
Well, that's true.
That's a good idea.
All right. Y'all come up to them. Come up here. Let me say something before you start, Brandon.
All right.
Have you given a thought any at all?
Well, that's what I'm here for, Mr. Sasson. That's what I'm here for, is to learn about, you know, the decision. You said you knew why. You could explain why we need to buy it, and I haven't heard that yet. A lot of people tell me they want it, and you know, what's it going to do for us? Or, you know, I don't know the pros and cons to it. I've talked to Harry, and I've talked to several others about it.
Before you can get a grant to build a complex,
mm-hmm.
you got to have property. We tried it on a smaller piece, two other smaller pieces.
Right.
You can't. You might as well sit home watching TV or something, because you ain't going to get no grant if you ain't got the property to put it on.
Well, talking to
And right now, their fiscal year is fixed to start in Tallahassee. Now, the governor down there, which is running for Senate, he's promised to help us. But we got to have property to put it on. You understand?
Right. We're talking the difference in property and a building.
Yeah.
So
that's
so,
two different things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you get the building, you have the property. But we already have property, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
From the people I've talked to, and some in Tallahassee, it's easier to get new than it is old funding. And that's why I want to know the pros and cons to keeping it.
That's what I'm talking about. If you got the place, you can get.
I mean, even if we had to, you know, even if you're looking, and just in my mind thinking, not knowing a whole lot about this situation right now, they'll fund something new easier than they will old. That's my understanding
right.
from talking
to
people.
Right.
So if you have the property, as you say, and we can't use the building, the funding for new is easier to get than old. And so that's what I'm trying to find out is what's the I understand it's going to cost. How much is it going to cost us again to keep the utilities on $4,000 a month?
About $4,000 a month, $4,600.
All right, and we're looking at $250,000 to buy the building and the property.
Yeah.
All right. What? How much property is there?
40 acres.
Brandon, now that's different than what Brad Drake just told Clint the other day. Am I right?
That's correct.
That it's easier to get funding for.
Well, let me, if I can expand on this a little bit. Yeah. When we were out, that was two questions that Mr. Erickson had put to Representative Drake. He asked him point blank, is it easier to get funding for new construction or renovation? Brad Drake said, new construction. Okay. His next question was, would it be easier to get $12 million or $4 million? And Brad Drake went and said, well, probably $4 million. His reasoning in that was that a lot of times when these small counties get these appropriations, they end up getting pulled by bigger projects. And so he said it's more likely you've got $12 million sitting there and Dade County needed something. They're going to look at a $12 million project that they could pull from Holmes County. If you got a $4 million appropriation, that doesn't do Dade County very much good because they got a $40 million project they're trying. So. Right. He said, you know, again, if you just come to me and say, hey, I want money for remodeling versus reconstruction, I'm going to give you the money for reconstruction. But when you ask for me for $12 million or $4 million,
mm-hmm.
it's easier for me to give you $4 million than $12
million. Right.
He also went further to say, Mr. Erickson will vouch for this, is that if we're banking our farm on appropriations, we're making a mistake. He said, guys, because it's a long shot at best. We're going
right.
to do our very best to get you guys this money. But understand, you know, it's a long shot.
Right.
And that was my reason in saying what I did. We got to start from somewhere. I mean, at the end of the day, the taxpayers are going to have to pay to have that building demolished. Who else better than having the county doing the demo
right.
work since we got it? So if we get the $250, we buy for $250, set the payment off for 2 years, don't have to pay it. We can go after appropriations. Have them keep the lights on till May. If we don't get the appropriations by May, we have to make our mind up as a board. This thing's got to be demoed because we don't have the funding to keep the power on. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We only got 1 year, one shot, and that's coming up in December to ask for appropriations to put $4 million in that facility and make an annex out of it.
That was one thing for the push, too. You know, we thought the word we had originally got was that by, I think, our second week in October, we had to put in for the appropriation.
Yeah.
Mr. Representative Drake said that we had until the end of December.
End of December.
So we got more time to put in for the appropriations than we had thought.
What about if we get the appropriation, and then what's it going to cost us to keep the building going after that?
Best guess number, and I talked with some personnel from the Army who had run some solid numbers on this building. It would probably increase our budget. Best guess would be about 3 years before we could occupy the building. I mean, that's everything worked perfectly. We put in for appropriations, get appropriations, bid the project, build the project. 3 years. Best guess would it would increase our budget by about $150,000 a year for the first 3 years. Once we occupy a building that size, our utilities will go up probably an additional $80,000 a year. So first 3 years, about $150,000. After that, $230,000 a year.
Let me say another thing, Brandon. On all these buildings we got, just take this building, for instance. You could sell it, put it back on the tax roll. We'd collect that money, okay? We could do them all that way. It's eating our lunch. And the upkeep to them, when you spend $30 million here, $30 million on the jail, $30,000 on the jail, and $15,000 on the council on aging and all the rest of them, it's eating our lunch. That's what's happening. And you got five bills. You got five bills on each building. You got sewer, water, light bill, sewage bill, insurance bill, and upkeep. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
We do it on one easy as we can, all of these. And it's just taking a little time to get this thing organized to where it saves the county a lot of money. You understand? And look at it in this way. The taxpayers owns the property
right. And
the building. So, you know, I got to do a lot of explaining to two different type of people. Is it more wants to keep it than they want to get rid of it.
Right.
And that's, you know, and you got to be truthful because truth's going to stand the world on fire. Just today, just like it is.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. Something I want to learn a little more about, for sure.
We appreciate you.
All right, no problem.
Earl.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is more feasible. Is get with the Development Commission, and let's talk with them and do a joint venture.
We can do that.
Buy it together. They could go, you know, go half the light bill. We go half of it. Because that building's worth about $10 million, that property. It ain't that. It's just I don't think we can afford it ourselves right now. But I think we do a joint venture, and that's really their job, too, is to help us promote this place and get jobs in here, and that's what I want.
I don't know another way to look at it.
Because we need
we could collect out of it. And once we tore it down, we wouldn't have that bill. You understand me? And we won't have to pay taxes on it.
Well, I'd like to make a statement. I'm far approaching the school. The question I'd like to ask, and I'd like to ask Joe. Joe, how many buildings do we occupy?
I think we have a total of five buildings.
You know, ever since I've been a commissioner, and I'm sure ever since these people have lived here, everybody's wanted to courthouse in one place.
That's right.
Where everybody can go. My thinking on it, and let me see if anybody on the school board's here. They're giving us a deal on this school. I mean, the plan's worth a lot more than that. If we get out there and we get hung and we can't pay for it, we sell it, and I'm sure we can get enough if we have to demolish a building over the cost to pay for demolishing that building. And the power bill.
See, Earl, we could go up with the courthouse. You can go up three or four more stories. You ain't got nowhere nobody to park.
Well, that's it. Parking's a big thing.
See, that's the point.
And you're going to see in years to come, we may not see it. I may not see it. Some of y'all might see it. You're going to see where there's not enough parking around here to do anything. Or
that's right. It's coming.
What I'm saying is, I think it's a no-win situation. You buy it. Hey, you go try it. You try to budget the money to do it. I don't know if the money's there to do the electric bill. I'm just talking.
That's what I'm talking. Cutting the current off.
If you buy that school, you get in there. You don't get your appropriation. You know, you may have to sell the land.
That's right.
But you've tried to do what you can do. And I think the constituents would understand that. If we get in a place where we can't do anything, we're going to have to go one way or the other.
Well, hey, send sales tax off. Just earmark it for that purpose until you get it paid for it, and the people in the county, I believe, will understand.
If they knew what the money was.
One stipulation that Ms. Shirley and I talked about, and the option, I'll just say again for the people who weren't here at the last meeting, option one that Mr. Erickson's talking about basically involved the school board donating the property to the county, you know, recognizing that it is county citizens' property, and all the money that we're talking about is taxpayers' money. That they would donate the property to us, and we would basically just refund them the $250,000 that they paid us for the fairground. But one stipulation she did say, and this was part of the original agreement that we put together a package to buy the property, is that should the county, because they're recognizing the property is worth a whole lot more than $250,000, that should the county determine they couldn't make a go of it and would sell the property, that they have the option to purchase the property back minus any expenses we've incurred. So that is something that they're well aware of, that should the county not be able to get funding and make this a go, I think they want the property back, and they would be willing. She indicated she thought they would be willing to pay us any expenses we've incurred above and beyond the purchase price. But that's going to be part of the deal. Yes, sir.
If it got to the point we had to tear the building down, that is expenses incurred.
Yes, well,
we could count that. Right on that right there.
Yes.
Well, let me say something there, Earl. Let's see you, you can salvage that building to sell to be tore down. Don't hustle in school over there. People bought everything out of it, even to the brick out of it. And used to go right by some of the brick that laid out of it all the time. And I can tell you exactly where that's at. And they bought brick by brick and come in there and got it and bought the other stuff out of it. You can get a lot of it tore down that way, I'm telling you.
I just think there's a lot of different opportunities. There are a lot of opportunities,
and they don't let work is out.
It's like Commissioner Earl said, I mean, if this happens and we can't go down this road, we have that option to sell it back to the school if they want it after we pay out-of-pocket cost to do the demo part of it. You know, it's a win-win for the taxpayers, in my opinion. And we got 2 years to come up with the money. That's a win-win.
Then by then, Earl, I believe we'll be through our FEMA work and we'll get our paving done, and I think we'll manage it some way or another, keep the rest of the pay for it. Then the county will be free. It's just reading your head. You know?
Well, it's just like I said, I think it's a no-win situation. I mean, it's a no-win loser. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're not going to hurt either way.
Yeah.
The initial cost of the power, yeah, that's going to probably hurt us a little bit.
Well, what I want to do to start with, they come in, they wanted all the schools on the other side of the 90, see. I talked to the board way back then. I said, let's just swap property. Let's swap the fairgrounds for the school for that property over there. But I got pushed away on that. I didn't think I saw far enough. Now, here it is about 2 years later, I see it. I seen far enough what we should have had done. That's in the past, it's gone. But hey, some way we work this out, and I know it.
Well, I just asked the board to make a motion to pass it, and when I'll any.
We need to give Joy two or three options to deal with them and see which one they'll go with.
I'll say the best.
And see if they'll help this county. And they could also tell them, you know, it's their swing if they want to send it to somebody else, call it belongs to the taxpayer.
Sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Harry Bell, Holmes County Tax Collector. I just want to say one thing right here at this point in time. Tremendous potential, Mr. Erickson, Mr. Sassnett, Mr. Music. Tremendous potential. Lots of different choices, but the bottom line is this. Until you make an offer to the school board and they vote yes or no and the county obtains that property, none of these things can be examined. None of these things can be sought after. None of them can be pursued. So it's important. We got to come back and focus and say, okay, we've got lots of plans. We got to get busy. We got to do things and decisions have to be made. But until we get the property, we're wasting time. Bottom line.
The only thing that I'm looking at is the Development Commission. They got more money than this county's got.
That's a I agree. I understand they do. But we can work partnerships out with them later. We've got to get the property before you can work any partnership with anyone.
But it'd be a joint venture if we get it. Then if we can't develop, then the development commission and the county can sell that property.
I believe Ms. Powell may be on the development. There's all kinds of rules.
They she's on. I put her on it.
They can't be part of purchasing stuff, you know, if it's going to be a county building and that kind of thing. It's got
well,
to bring in jobs.
Judy Powell, Bonifay. And what I'm wanting to say tonight is, at this point, have y'all directly contacted the development commission?
No, it just come to my mind, you know. I said, well, then they should be the driver of this thing.
Okay, no, my next question is, our development commission, I don't know if it was the last meeting I was at or not, but the development commission was mentioned, and it kind of caught me off guard because I thought the development commission. And so I thought, how did we get involved in this? And so it's at a point right now, and some other development commission people, and I am here to speak tonight as a member of the development commission, me individually, not as the development commission board. Right. I want y'all to understand that because I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody but me.
Right.
And we're having a meeting tomorrow night at 6:30. I'm 99.9% sure 6:30. And I would love to see the commissioners try to be able to come to that meeting because I really do feel like it would be worth your time. There's nothing that I would like to do any more than to partner with the county commissioners and try to work something out with doing this. But right now, and I'm not upset about it, but I just don't think things should get on the street and be discussed that we're going to do when it's never even been discussed with the board and nobody knows anything because there's some people that's upset about that on our board right now. I'm not, but we've got some things happening that's just not kosher, you know, with the way it's all falling in line. And I don't want to see it upset our board to a point that we can't get along because you can't make good things happen if your board can't get along.
That's
so
right, that's right.
I want to be sure that we keep that in line. So I would love to see y'all come.
That's right.
And be at that meeting tomorrow night if there's any way you can and let your needs of what you're wanting and how you're wanting to work it be known to the board.
Yeah.
And I'll take a crutch and I'll hobble along with y'all through this process and do anything I can to help you with it.
Okay.
And I feel the same way Bobby feels about these commissioners that aren't here. If they're not going to participate and not going to complete their year as a county commissioner, then I'm not interested in paying them any money. But, you know, that's my thinking, too, and I know there's not probably any rules on any of that. And I'm just as disappointed in the taxpayers of this county. I mean, look what we've got out here and who's interested in this. And people, it's our money, and it's what we've got in this county, and does anybody care? And I don't know. I don't know how to wake people up in Holmes County. I really don't. And until they wake up,
that's right.
They're going to miss all the gravy.
That's right.
They woke up in election time. That's one thing.
No, it's like Ms. Powell said, I believe we do need to work together as a community to try to make these projects work.
Okay. So
you can't do it by ourselves.
Is it
possible
that some of y'all could make the call and get on the agenda tomorrow?
Well, I'll be there.
Well, this is what I would like to do, guys. I'm sorry. You got some.
Where are y'all meeting at now?
We meet at the log house down by the VA office.
Okay.
This is
where I sat. Now, look, my brother John's in foul shape, but if he's where I can to come, I will come. But the doctor's going to make a decision on it tomorrow, what they're going to do to it. He's got a very complicated condition he's got into. But other than that, you can count me in to be there. But if I'm not, you know what the problem is. And,
I just feel like some of the board, you know, it doesn't have to be the whole board, but I just feel like we need some input from the board as a board
to come to our board.
That's right. Well, I don't want to thank the other commissioners that's not here to think what I misspoke. I meant what I said, but if there's something wrong, they can understand, I can understand that. But if I ain't going to attend no more meetings, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
You know?
Just for public notice purposes, Ms. Powell, just so you know, the board can't show up as a board. Of course, these gentlemen are all taxpayers in this county. They're welcome to go to any development commission they can, but they can't make any decisions tomorrow right. at y'all's meeting or appear as a board.
Right.
If somebody's going to be on the agenda, it's got to be just one of them, and you guys know
yeah.
the rules.
Yeah,
but
we would have to.
Yeah, they can't take any kind
somebody
of
somebody can just give us an idea of what they're wanting.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll make a motion tonight to have somebody there representing the board is what we need to do.
Wayne Powell, Bonifay. And, yeah, I'd like to see one of you appointed and go to that meeting tomorrow night. But I want to say I appreciate the other elected officials that's here tonight. And, fellas, if we move forward with a positive attitude, I think you can make
that's
this
right.
thing work. But you've got to have a positive attitude towards moving forward with it. And I just believe that y'all can swing this thing, because here, I think last couple of meetings I've been at, 2 years from now, y'all got a couple $1 million coming to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you got to earmark that money to be spent.
It's going
to
rose.
And the thing about it is, you've still got that piece of property down there. If you get attached, you can always move that piece of property. So let's have a positive attitude and move, because I think our new commissioners are for this thing happening.
Mm-hmm. That's what it seemed like. And
it is a disappointment to see these other two commissioners not here.
I think
when you're elected, you know there's a possibility you can get beat. But
you know
that before you run.
That's
so
right.
You shouldn't have that attitude. Makes you wonder if you really wanted the job to help people or you wanted it just for the paycheck, you know. But anyhow, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Powell. With that being said, guys, I'm just going to go ahead and make a motion tonight, followed by another motion. My motion is to go with option one, to go back and give us 2 years to pay for the facility. In that motion, I would like to request for the school board to keep the power on until May, till the appropriations get finalized. If the appropriations are not there, then we can come back and look at this and shutting this down. And that way we're not having to put the power in our name, vice versa, back and forth. The third thing I would like to say is go ahead and reiterate what Joey had said in this motion. I want to go ahead and say that. We're not in this to make money. We're in this for the people of Holmes County. So, yeah, if this doesn't work, let's give them the option to buy it back, minus expensive. If that's including tearing down the building or doing whatever, let's give them that option. I think it, like I said, it goes back in the taxpayers' money anyways. It goes back to the taxpayers, and it's a win-win. So that's my motion to go ahead and option one, request them to have the power on till May.
And who's going to pay? I don't mean to, but who's paying for the power till May?
School board. Have them keep it on till May.
That wasn't part of their first option.
I understand that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yeah,
that
I'm including all this in there.
Okay.
At the end of the day, Mr. Young, if we don't buy it or if they have to put it out on the market, the power is still going to be on anyways until May. So either way, the power is going to have to be paid for by somebody just to prevent it coming back on us or whatever. Let's just request for them to keep it on in May, offer them the $250,000, and if we sell it, give them first option back minus expenses.
I'll say that.
I'd like to say one thing. I'd like to talk to the Development Commission about this right here before I vote.
Well, that's going to be
my ideal thing.
That's going to be my second motion. But we need to move forward. We have to move forward. We've been kicking this can down the road way too long, Philip. And we got appropriations coming. I'm meeting with Senator Gaynor in the next week or two, the tour of the facility and seeing what we can do to try to find funding. I mean, we the ball is rolling, and we got to keep it going, in my opinion.
And remember, the school board's meeting in the morning.
And the school board's got to meet in the morning, and they're waiting for an answer.
Come on.
Could y'all not, in that option you're talking about, give them, when y'all do get the funds or sell that piece of property, let them have some of their light bill money back, because it's only fair to, you know, to help them as well as them helping y'all.
Yeah, Brian.
Hey, Brian Bell, property appraiser. Philip, I just want to address your concerns. If I'm understanding correctly, the push for tonight is to get it to the school board for tomorrow. If they approve something tomorrow, y'all can use that property and address for appropriations for this year.
That's correct.
That's the push. I understand your concerns, but if something ain't decided by tonight for tomorrow, you probably won't make the deadline to get it on the appropriations for this year. So that's the push. I understand your concerns, but I mean, all y'all out is the light bill for a few months. I mean, there's no place around here. There's no place around here that a county or a city has access to 40 acres inside the city limits. I assure you, you can't find it around here nowhere. 40 acres inside the city limits, $250,000. And I mean, the only I understand thing I'm concerned. I know budget's tight. Hey, I work with one.
It's tight.
I mean, but you know, y'all got options. You got property. You got. I mean, that's the push for tomorrow. Yeah. Is y'all can list it on the appropriations if they were to accept y'all's offer.
We got a motion and a second for an offer that I made the motion on. For some reason, it goes to the school board. They don't like it. They come back with us. We know where we're at.
Yeah, and probably have them, if we have another meeting, let them come to us. Or, you know, you go to them, and we need to sit down with them and talk things over, you know. But I second the meeting.
It'd be an ideal for the Development Commission and the commissioners here to visit, get together, get on the same page.
We got 2 years to do that, Philip.
Well, they
we got 2 years we can do that.
Yeah,
we got 2 years to pay for it. Yeah. We got 2 years, 24 months we can do that. And that we can do that before before our next election, before we,
well, before we run up against motions after getting them to pay the light bill up until June,
May.
Or May. And then
give them the $250,000 in 2 years. And if we do any renovations or anything to it, minus the cost of that, I'll even include minus the cost of the extra electrical bill. They got options on the purchase in it.
Okay. Now to vote.
Yes.
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 Okay.
Hey, I hate to do it, but if y'all want it, I mean,
it's, I hate to do it. If you hate to do it, you delay it. We can't delay it. We're going to try to get it on the state budget, where we can borrow. See if we can get a loan or a grant.
I just think it's a burden to the county.
Well, it's a burden to Philip, it's a burden to the county either way. If the school board has it, it's a burden to the taxpayers. If the board of commissioners have it, it's a burden to the county either way.
Yep, we can sell it. We can sell it. And money be coming in the county.
Come back.
It's option one. We just voted to give them option one.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Well, but option. Yeah.
No, the option one for them to come back to us if they see anything wrong with that option. I don't remember what all I said.
Well, the only difference I saw is that option one was to go ahead and get it in our name, and we would take over upkeep and electricity and everything.
Yeah.
I believe your motion was all from 250. We have to go ahead and get it in our name because of the appropriations issue, but you want them to pay for the utilities up till May.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't going to matter. They're going to have to keep them running anyways if they decide to sell it to somebody else. So, I mean, that's here or there. They're going to continue paying that. And like I said, we'll throw it over to them. If they don't like it, tell them to come. They can come back and we can look at this again. We don't even know if they're going to even take $250,000. I mean, we're throwing around a number. We don't even know for sure if this is going to be entertained.
I'd sure like to know how the Development Commission feels about this, too, you know. If something we can do later.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to have you attend the Development Commission.
I'll be there.
And I second
it. I'll be there.
And maybe...
I mean, the land's worth the money. You know, I have no problem there.
So it's option one, but they pick up the light bill for 6 months. That's y'all's offer?
Well, they're using the building right now, Brian. I mean, they got trick-or-treating. They got stuff going on there. So, I mean, I can't sit down. We can't sit down and nitpick when the power's going to stop and go when it's not. So I just threw that out there.
I got you. I'm just verifying. That's what it is.
My understanding, yes, sir.
I mean, I don't know what they're using the facility for and what they're not. I just heard today through the grapevine they're going to do a haunted house out there. So, I mean,
if they should turn down that offer tomorrow, then is that going to leave it open with that building out there? Is it open to anybody that's interested in buying it, or is it still going to be tied up?
If they
count
down, it's over with.
Yeah, that's actually their decision, Ms. Powell. I mean, they can come back and say, well, let's do this or let's do that. Or they might just say, no, we want way more money than that. And let's put it out on the market. I mean, that's totally their decision.
So it still will be tied up between them and
No.
It really isn't now. These were just negotiations between Ms. Shirley and Joey and some ideas to be thrown out there. We don't even know for sure. I mean, this haven't even made a board meeting over there. We're not even for certain if this is what number they all agree on.
Well, So the only thing that is sure at this point is if y'all accepted one of those three conditions as is.
No, that ain't for sure either.
No, those two have.
They still got to vote on that. None of that's in. That's what I'm saying. We got to get this ball rolling. We're still at the very beginning of negotiations.
We're in the very beginning of negotations.
Yeah, we don't know. They might come back and say, we want $500,000.
When is this going to be presented to the school board?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
We need all y'all to help.
I think you're feeling too over the voting commission. You're preempting this just like you would if anybody else was coming forward and wanted to buy the property too. I think what Brian pitched to y'all is really the case in point, and number one, what you want to vote on. This other stuff is all speculation. You've got to move forward.
It is.
If you don't do that, you're still at square one. I don't see you abandon your position whatsoever. And I think that they put you a good case in point. We should make that forever to do it. They may decide to go right on into it. You don't know. That's totally, speculation at this point. It really, really, truly is. What's not speculation is what you approve on the day. What you know is a fact. You got to present it to them. Then the negotiations really start. You can't really do anything.
And Mr. Rich makes a good point right there, Mr. Marsh. I don't know if we even need to put I'm not trying to pressure anybody, but we kind of need to have a timeline on this also, at least, by November 1st to know where we're going to be at with this, because if they keep kicking the can down the road like we have, we won't even know if we can use the facility for appropriations or not. Yeah.
I will see that Ms. Shirley gets the offer tonight, and then I'm confident she's going to present it to her board tomorrow.
Well, tell her, you offer that offer, tell her we got two more that she might take, but don't mention them before you talk about the first.
Well, she and I are the two that came up with those other two.
Mr. Chairman, you got a motion on the floor, first and second?
Yeah.
You need
to
vote.
The light bills are paid.
No, this is for you to go to the Development Commission.
Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, okay.
We made a motion the second.
House vote?
Yes.
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 And just talk to them and see if they want to do
I'll talk to them.
Can he talk to them, one commissioner?
If I get on the agenda.
He can talk to them. He just can't answer for you guys.
I can't make no deal.
Right. He can ask for help, okay?
Sure.
That's what we need. Come on up, Earl.
Is this hinging on if the Development Commission don't help us?
No, it's got nothing to do with them.
It's got nothing to do with them,
but I think they should have a big part of it, a 50-50 deal, like a joint venture. We're here to promote this county, and develop.
Y'all talking about it, if you'll show up there, I don't believe they'll turn you down.
Pardon?
The Development Commission probably won't turn you down if you'll show up and talk to them for
things. Well, I'll be there, if the Lord lets me live, because I like to tell them, I like to see they be a partner with them, And let's get this thing, and then if push comes to shove, before I tear a thing down, I would sell it. And that way you're getting more money for a tax base out of it. And you ain't lost nothing.
They voted against you, take them off the board.
But I'm thinking,
you remember that?
I guess me and Joe Roman got talking like.
Yeah, that's what they do. They delay.
The other thing I had on the agenda, if we're done with this, Mr. Chairman, was for Friday. I think last year we let all employees off 11 o'clock. That way the ones that want to ride the parade, they can. The ones that want to go home early, they could.
We did that last year.
Yeah. I go ahead and make a motion that we let them off 11 o'clock Friday.
We let them off all day.
And that's administrative leave?
Administrative leave, yeah.
Well, they got so many people up there in Burt Redick going to the horse and going to the fair and the highway 9 is really as
well. Well, our guys are already off on Friday unless they're working FEMA.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I make a motion to let them in.
I'll second.
Okay. Hales vote.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, well.
That's all I had.
You got anything, Joey?
No, sir.
Brandon and Earl, I look forward to working with y'all. And we got to work together. I'll tell you that before you come on board. We need, if the board's unified and together, you get things done. If it's not, you're not. We don't need no rigmarole. We just need to do what's right for the county. And I'll be looking forward for y'all. That's all I got.
I don't have nothing either. Mm-hmm. Have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. We're waiting, Jason. We did open the bids, and I think Hall Construction was a low bid, but we're waiting on our contract from FWC, so to be legal, I had to get my contract signed with FWC before I award. It's just a formality. I reached out to... I'm trying to think of his name. Mr. Tim Woody would have to be seen.
We're adjourned. You guys adjourned.
I got the numbers here if you want to look at them.